Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yes, here we are. Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, Tom Harris, Elizabeth Best.
Hello.
You know the drill. You're the audience. You're the readers. Hello. Thank you for tuning in on this this here quickie minisode of Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. Stories driven. And we've done well to continue this theme of stories from dating in the workplace.
I actually like, and I didn't even really plan it, but the story that I have is also about dating in the workplace.
Yes, and I have a couple, and I'm
loving this as something to mine.
Are we idiots for not realizing that, of course, there would be so many people dating in workplaces?
Well, like,
so
that's
many
where you
stories.
Spend most of your, yes, like, I think it's gross, but that's where we spend most of our daytime hours.
Yes.
Most of us. So of course you're going to meet someone at work, and I mean, it's not always going to ruin your life like it did mine, but like it, you know, it's a recipe for disaster if it goes wrong.
Mm, so
quickie time. What have you got, Tom?
So let's read it. For me, it was a big disaster. So it opens very well.
Same.
For me, it was a big disaster. I was a purchasing assistant for a manufacturing plant. One of the men I worked with was a supervisor, but not mine.
Mm-hmm.
He was cute, and one thing led to another. The stolen kisses at lunch or in my office were sheer heaven at first.
I've got to say that was one thing that was a little bit sexy.
Then he started questioning me about talking to someone, i.e. another man in the plant.
Nope.
And why was I laughing with him?
Jonathan!
Thank you, Zane.
Then he would walk into my office when I was on the phone with a customer, and God forbid I should be laughing or making pleasant conversation.
Oh, no.
He would get very jealous and accuse me of wanting to sleep with every guy
Jonathan!
I talked to. There
you go. Thank you so much, yep.
Or had contact with. I was a purchasing assistant.
That's your job.
I had to talk to a lot of people. It was vexing, to say the least. After that horrific experience, I swore I would never date anyone I worked with again, and I haven't.
Yes, well done. Thank
wow.
you.
Two dump them buttons in one story. That's wonderful stuff.
Goodness. God.
Elizabeth, over to you.
All right. Hello, I've been listening to your recent episodes about dating, and I have a quick little story to share. About 10 years ago, I was single and chatting to my mum about the kind of guy that I wanted to date. She said, "Oh, I know a great guy. He sits next to me at work. He's so cute. Should I give him your number?" I thought about it and I said, "Why not? If my mum approves, then surely the hard work is done, right?" He messaged me and we agreed to have dinner the following week. The day beforehand, he messaged and said, "I'd really like to cook for you. I've been doing this great cooking class. Would you like to come to my house and I'll cook for you?" I thought this might be a good option as I was pretty poor at the time. This guy legitimately ticked all the boxes. He owned his own home at the age of 28. He had a good full-time job. He could cook, he could clean, and he was a little bit cute. I went to his place, nice home, good neighbourhood, and I packed an overnight bag just in case. Mm-hmm. On arrival, I was immediately hit with delicious smells and a glass of decent wine.
Oh, yeah.
I remember thinking to myself how good this guy was and remind myself to say thanks to Mum later. He was great on paper, but our conversation was so beige, and that is capitalised. The only thing we had in common was that we both knew my mum.
So how did you meet your mum?
We had very little to talk about and it was mostly small talk. After dinner, we moved to the lounge and he started the moves, you know, when a guy uses his best moves to get some action.
Yeah.
I was young and I felt like I owed it to him. So I slept with him. And I'll tell you something for free. The sex was as beige as the conversation was.
Oh, dear.
Now, I mentioned earlier that I packed an overnight bag. Well, I left that in the car and hadn't taken it inside. And I used the fact that, oh no, I don't have any belongings with me, so I can't stay over to get out of there. I hate to admit it, but I soft-ghosted him and I did not see him again. The worst part? My mum sat at the desk next to him and had to deal with his weekly questions asking about me.
Ooh,
sorry,
yeah,
mum.
Yeah. Look, mums love you, their child, right?
Yes.
And they want to hook you up with other people they find in the world. But mums of the world, if it doesn't work out and you have to end up sitting next to the guy that you try to set up with your daughter, deal with it, all right?
Yeah. So, I mean, this one's not so much she worked with the guy, but mum did. And so now mum's stuck with the awkward. And that's what you get for meddling, mum.
Yeah, that's right. Boring conversation, beige conversation.
Do you know what? I had a date with somebody that was quite beige and I'm pretty sure I've told this story before. We've been going for 4.5 years. Who knows anymore? But he was a doctor. Mm. He owned property in Melbourne.
Yeah.
He was very good looking. Beige. And I said to my mum, I said, Mum, he's just so beige. And she's like, but colourful can come from beige, darling. And I'm like, I will poke my eyes out with ballpoint pens if I have to have another conversation with that man.
How do you alter?
There was just no zing. When you're dating to date, like the person isn't just incidentally in your life and they can grow on you, it's like you know within the first few minutes whether you want to pursue it or not.
Curious. I wonder how one becomes A, more interesting in conversation or B, better at it. That's a rhetorical question for the never. Here we go. Sam and I had kitty corner cubicles at work.
Hang on. So I think we looked this up before we were online because we were like, what the hell is a kitty corner cubicle? And what it sounds like it is like a little cross and there's like a cubicle on each corner of the cross.
Something like
kind
that.
Kind of thing. Something like, anyway, not that it matters, but that's just a thing.
Every day is a school day. We would share Rhapsody playlists, halal cart food, and loving and unrequited stares during long, boring meetings. He had a girlfriend who was still in college, and she would send him funny illustrations that he would post on his cubicle walls. They made me so jealous. But Sam and I continued to be friends. We went to concerts together after work and to the bookstore during lunch breaks. Many moons later, he told me and his girlfriend broke up. I invited him over to my apartment. I should have been excited, but everything felt out of sync.
Oof.
We watched Love Actually, which was actually terrible. Then we had... Then we had sex, but I felt empty afterwards. The moment I knew it wasn't meant to be was when he picked up my guitar. It was a major turn off. He didn't even know how to play. After that moment, I literally...
But maybe he's learning.
After that moment, I literally stopped speaking to him just because it was so awkward. There had been so much sexual tension between us, but once we hooked up, it all felt meaningless. Eventually, we had a mature conversation about the whole thing, but a few weeks later, he got a new job. I heard he took a $6,000 pay cut.
Oh, wow.
So a case of two people in the workplace and there's sort of some eyes and some wanting and some attraction and then they get together and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Out of sync.
It makes me sad when there's a little bit of a fizzle, when there's so much like the situations where the sexual chemistry is so hot that you'd burn your finger on it and then it happens and it's gone cold. That's just disappointing.
But I wonder if in those situations if it's ever magnified by one person in there by one
is it conflated you think that it's hot and the other person's just like, hey Fred from accounting, how you doing,
right? And then when nothing happens you're like, oh that was a sizzle, it sizzled out,
but maybe it was just one-sided all along. I'm loving these stories from work. I did have someone, actually. I'll tell one tiny story before we go, and this is going to have to be me remembering it because I didn't write it down, is that somebody told me that they were in a workplace once and they had assumed that these two co-workers were having an affair because they basically would have lunch together all of the time just like little knowing glances and this and that and the other, but no one ever really did anything about it because one of them was one of the bosses.
Yes.
But they sure had that confirmed when wife came into the office to surprise them, opened the office door and found them making out in the office.
Oh,
and
yes. The wife?
The wife.
Oh, the wife.
Yeah, the wife threw... The picnic basket that she had, it was such a cliche. She'd bought a picnic for her husband. Guarantee you that she didn't actually want to have a picnic with the husband, and she thought I reckon she knew that he was cheating and kind of went, I'll surprise him with a picnic so that I've got an excuse to go there. But yeah, she threw the picnic basket at his head and walked out, and then security marched that guy out the next day and nobody ever heard from him again.
Oh. A twist in the tail.
I know. That's all I know from that one. And this person, she's like, it's all hearsay. We watched it happen from the corner of an office. But, you know.
Gee whiz. Mm. Delicious stuff. Okay, I'll snack on that little story for the rest of the evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. And thank you all for listening to this here little podcast. We're doing pretty good over here on this here show. And it's all thanks to you. You dear readers at home, you listen every week, you download the show, you share it with others, and it really, really means the earth, the sky, the moon, everything to me and to Liz.
Yep.
For your continued patronage of this
right
show.
Write in stories. If you don't think you've got anything to say, but it's just a little tidbit that makes you laugh, write it in. If it's literally one sentence and a punchline, we want to hear it. If you think it's boring, but it's still a story, we want to hear it. We want to hear your stories about dating at work, dating at school, dating from bars, dating on the apps, dating literally everywhere that one can date. Did you meet someone on an airplane? Did you meet someone on a Kentucky tour? Did you meet someone in the supermarket? Like, I'm sure that's a thing. Did you meet someone at a swingers party but it wasn't the person you came with? I want to hear the stories. I want to hear all your stories. So please write in ghostboyfriendspast@gmail.com. And in the meantime, keep dating, because as we always say on this podcast, every bad date is a great story.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.